And now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 20th of April 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber and Thames. The general synopsis at 1800. Atlantic high 1028, expected 4th, 1032 by 1800 tomorrow. New low expected German Bight 1018 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking. Northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Showers at first, good. North Utsira, South Utsira. Cyclonic 3 to 5 at first in South Utsira, otherwise northerly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties. North 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 at times, occasionally 3 later in west. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. North or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later. Fair, good. Dogger. Northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 and east. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Showers, good. Humber, Thames. North, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Showers, good. Dover, White. Northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. North or northeast, 4 to 6. Fair, good. Trafalgar. Cyclonic, 2 to 4, but 5 to 7 near Strait of Gibraltar until later. Becoming mainly north, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, but occasionally 6 or 7. Perhaps increasing gale 8, later near northwest Spain. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Seoul, Lundy, Fastned, Irish Sea, Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly southeast later in Seoul and Shannon. Fair, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later, except in Malin. Fair, but rain in North Hebrides. Good, occasionally moderate in Hebrides. Bailey, southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain, moderate or good. Fair Isle. North, 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 4 to 6 later in west. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Faroes and southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4 at first in southeast Faroes, otherwise southwest 4 to 6. Rain, fog patches in southeast Iceland. Good, occasionally poor, but occasionally very poor later in southeast Iceland. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 19th of April. Tyree Automatic. North-northwest, 3, 19 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Stornoway. West-northwest, 2, slight rain, 6 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Lerwick. North, 4, 22 miles, 1023, rising. Wick Automatic. North by west, 3, 11 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Aberdeen. Northwest, 3, 19 miles, 1025, rising. Lucas. Northwest, 1, 22 miles, 1025, rising. Boomer. North by east, 4, 11 miles, 1024, rising more slowly. Bridlington. North, northwest, 5, 1022, rising. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic. North, 6, 11 miles, 1021. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. Northeast by east, 3, 1022, rising. Jersey. Northwest by north, 3, 16 miles, 1022, rising more slowly. Scilly Automatic, north-northwest, 2. 12 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest, 1, 16 miles, 1,025, rising. Aberporth, north-northwest, 4, 15 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. Valley, north by west, 3, 14 miles, 1,025, rising. Liverpool Crosby, east by north, 2, 11 miles, 1,025, rising. Valentia, east by south, 1, 27 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west, 3, 1,025, rising more slowly. Malin Head, north by west, 3, 16 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast, 2, 19 miles, 1,026, rising more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 19th of April 2024. The general situation. A complex area of low pressure will move south across the North Sea, maintaining fresh to strong winds in the east. In the west, winds will be much lighter as an area of high pressure builds in from the Atlantic. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwesterly 5 to 7, veering northerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasionally southerly 2 to 4 later west of Orkney. Fair, rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwest 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly northeast for a time. Showers at first, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North 5 or 6, decreasing 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwesterly 6 or 7, veering northerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 and south. Showers until later, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 or 1st and east. Showers, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Northumberland. Showers until later and east. Good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, occasionally variable 3 or less later in east. Mainly fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest, veering east, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. St. David's Head, the Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. East or northeast, 2 to 4, but variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northeast, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Isle of Man. North, 3 or 4, veering east or northeast, then becoming variable 2 or 3. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable 3 or less, but mainly northwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, rain later in north. Good, occasionally moderate later in north. And Shetland Isles. North, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then south, 4 to 6 later in west. Fair, rain later in west, good, but moderate or poor later in west. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, it's always wonderful to hear what the shipping forecast means to you and how and where you tune in at 12 minutes to 1 each night. Simon Hockenhull writes to say that he's listened to the shipping forecast for many decades, going back to the early 1970s when he lived at Coverack on the Lizard Peninsula in South Cornwall. He says the shipping forecast was on BBC Radio 2 at the time on 1,500 metres long wave, and most of the villagers listened to the shipping forecast because the weather played a major part in our lives, affecting local farmers and fishermen. For me, he says, it was whether we could get to school or not. A strong east wind with a spring tide meant the fishing boats were pulled up out of the harbour, and if the waves were breaking over the seawall, we couldn't get to the bus stop to get to school. Coverack, he says, was in the Plymouth Sea area. Today, I live near Bristol, about 30 miles from the coast, but still listen out for the Lundy area or on the coastal forecast between Land's End and St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. That's from Simon Huckenhull. Simon, thank you for taking the time to drop us a line. Much appreciated. And please do let me know if you are listening from a particular sea area or what the shipping forecast means to you. You can always drop me a line to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. Well, that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Alan Smith in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in the United States and New Zealand. Coming up, there's a crucial vote on the future of TikTok in the US. We hear from one of the congressmen who wants action taken against the company.
This is not a ban. We hope that TikTok continues to operate, but not under the ultimate control of the Chinese Communist Party.
But small businesses say TikTok is helping them grow their companies.
In sales, the last 5 months, I've had 30% of my sales strictly from TikTok Shop.
We'll also look at how France is tackling the problem of shrinkflation and finding out why the Chinese are sipping less imported wine. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, the latest BBC news.
Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Iran's foreign minister has warned of an immediate and maximum response if Israel acts against its interests, but only if there's a significant attack from Israel. Hussein Amir Abdullahian was speaking after a presumed Israeli drone attack on central Iran. There are cautious hopes of a wider escalation can be avoided. Here's Jeremy Bowen.
None of this means that the long-term crisis between Israel and Iran is fixed. It just means that both sides have looked at the potential hazards ahead and decided it was time to stop. This crisis has also changed the rules of engagement between Iran and Israel. Both have attacked each other from their home soil. That might speed up the rate at which the next crisis escalates. It's also shown that both countries, despite an obsessive interest in each other, are not good at reading each other's intentions. With the Middle East still highly combustible, that is not encouraging.
Reports from Iraq say a huge blast has rocked a military base south of the capital Baghdad, killing one person. Security sources are reporting an airstrike on the facility in the Babylon region that's used by the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF is an umbrella organisation linking several pro-Iran militias. Another mayor of a town in southern Ecuador has been shot dead days before the country votes in a referendum on tougher measures against violent crime. Jorge Maldonado, the mayor of Portobelo, is the latest to be killed. Ione Wells reports from the capital, Quito.
This assassination is part of a growing, worrying trend in Ecuador. Politicians, particularly those who have spoken out about tackling criminal gangs, are increasingly becoming targets of violence themselves. In the last year, five mayors have been killed, a presidential candidate was shot dead during the election campaign, and a prosecutor investigating an armed attack on a TV station earlier this year